8, 6, 1, 0.
Welcome to the Radio Art Hour, a show where art is not just on the radio, but is the radio.
Oh, radio, radio. Uh-huh. Radio.
The Radio Art Hour draws from the Wavefarm Broadcast Radio Art Archive, an online resource that aims to identify, coalesce, and celebrate historical and contemporary international radio artworks made by artists around the world. Created specifically for terrestrial AM/FM broadcast, whether it be by commercial, public, community, or independent transmission. Come on a journey with us as radio artists explore broadcast radio space through poetic resuscitations and playful celebrations, subversions of the complex relationship between senders and receivers in this hour of radio about radio. Go to wavefarm.org for more information about the Radio Art Hour and Wavefarm's Radio Art Archives.
I'm Tom Rowe at the Wave Farm in New York, and today on the Radio Art Hour, we're going to hear works from Tyler Maxson and from Rodessa Jones and Idris Akamor. First, Tyler Maxson is a 2023 Wave Farm Radio Art Fellow, and as such, he created a radio artwork. It's called Untitled, The Melody Was Percy as It Tore Into This Heart of Mine. And he spoke with radio artist Gregory Whitehead before premiering the work.
You know, I love what you write here, right off the top of your statement, the artist's statement for the piece. My creation piece for Wave Farm engages a series of disparate but occasionally interlocking personal interests, supernatural folklore, country music, and digital speech synthesis. So introduce your creation piece, which emerges, it seems, quite beautifully.
So part of the research that I was doing was looking into contemporary nowadays I think that people call it sometimes instrumental transcommunication, because it's bigger than just sound and voices. I think that people who are invested in this community, like, you know, I think there was somebody in the 2000s that was, you know, corresponding via email with the dead, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. And so looking at those kind of contemporary forums, I discovered this program that was made by a anonymous developer. I think that you can actually find who made it pretty easily, but they've like requested that their name be stripped from it. It's open source. It's free. It's on this iDigital Medium is, I think, one of the kind of more above board, like, nonprofits that does kind of ITC, EVP type stuff, forums and online events and stuff like that. You can download it on their website. And so the program's called EVP Maker. And the premise is that you can upload a sound file, and then it will randomize that sound file. It will kind of chop up that sound file into a bunch of different grains that you can control the length of and the set a variable of length that it can become. And so people will upload sound, and you can also do live stuff, which I didn't really try in this piece, but people will upload sound samples and then ask it questions and then listen to how the sound samples are rearranging. And I mean, I just kind of broke it for this piece, you know, and used it more like an instrument. And one thing I was really interested in, why I enjoyed playing around with this program so much, is that it's just the fundamentals of, you know, granular synthesis, which is, when I was studying music in school, something I was really into and trying to and built like a granular mm-hmm. synthesis patch myself, and one that was really similar and how it was constructed to this piece of software. And So yeah, it was fun. It was kind of like a throwback to that to play around with.
And the country western music, so as your primary source.
Yeah, and that's just like a, you know, partially just a personal interest that I love to listen to that type of music. But yeah, I thought that it'd be as an input. Well, I thought immediately of Porter Wagoner, where the title of the work comes from one of his songs, "Out of the Silence Came a Song," that was written by Dolly Parton in her early 20s. She claims was written in a graveyard, so very apropos. You know, I also thought of his song "The Rubber Room." I don't know; he just deals with these themes a lot. But then I just started thinking about that constellation of country singers at that time period. And, you know, I went on vacation to Prince Edward Island over the summer. And we drove past a tiny church that was advertising a show by Loretta Lynn, who she'd played the day before. I'm like, that can't be real. And it really was. She played in the middle of Prince Edward Island, and I didn't see her, but she passed away, you know, not so long ago. That was last year. So she was on my mind, and she's like, you know, the like Shirley MacLaine of supernatural, like country.
Absolutely. Oh,
she, like, goodness. She, yeah. Every single type of like supernatural event, I feel like Loretta Lynn has like participated in some way. So I thought about her.
Tammy Wynette.
And
is in there.
Yeah, Tammy Wynette, Conway Twitty.
Yeah.
And it was fun. I sourced some like really interesting interviews from them and tried cleaned it up so it's just their voice. So that's kind of the heart of the piece. And then I have some other sound samples too. And so it's kind of playing with this software that's developed for kind of non-compositional purposes as a instrument.
Excellent. Well, let's can we cue that up and listen? This will be the broadcast premiere. It's untitled and yet with a parenthetical subtitle, which I love.
The kind of like non-committal. I feel like it's like a 70s conceptual art move where you're like, it's untitled, but then.
And yet.
the melody was Percy as it tore into this heart of mine.
Tore into our hearts. Broadcast premiere.
I thought I would first come over and then it's a long lot of people. I'm not going to be able to do that.
And you've been listening to the broadcast premiere of Untitled, and then in parentheses, the melody was Percy as it tore into This Heart of Mine by Tyler Maxson, with Dolly Parton, Tammy Wynette,
Conway Twitty.
Conway Twitty, inter alia.
Porter Wagoner, yeah.
And yeah, first of all, congratulations, really, really beautiful piece. Country Western music and speech synthesis don't usually find themselves in the same acoustic universe. And so the way that you use the two, I think is, yeah, I mean, it's it could be the beginning of a whole new genre. I don't want to burden you now with having to do six or seven experiments along these lines. But I do love some of the writing that you that you've done about this. Forgive me, but I find popular music to contain strong, fascinating, paradoxical impulses. And these are the words of Tyler Maxson here. On one hand, country music harkens back to a mythical rustic past, drawing on images of rugged individualism, living off the land, and human versus wild. On the other hand, it's a deeply technological genre, inseparable from the mediums of recorded music and radio, that allowed disparate vernacular folk musics to collide, disseminate, and coalesce into a new set of American tropes. In country music culture, there's a constant push-pull between new forms and old traditions. It's also a deeply haunted genre whose sublimation of all sorts of things, technology, violence, impurities, come back in the music as specters. Really good. Some good writing and good thinking there, Tyler. So it's more than just a passion for you, country western music. It's, yeah.
Yeah, it's an intellectual exercise. I think, I don't know how much to say about this, but yeah, I think a part of it was interesting. The sound material that Loretta Lynn's voice came from was something that she, like a press junket after Coal Miner's Daughter and the movie version. And it was 1980, so it was the year that Reagan was elected, maybe just before he was elected. And
a haunted year.
A very haunted year. And the question that a lot of the questions that the interviewer was asking was about Loretta Lynn's thoughts on welfare. And it's very ironic given which they talk about in the interview, the context of coal mining in Georgia in the 20s when she was born, and the Great Depression, and yeah, just thinking about how the ghosts of the past get brought up,
That was radio artist Gregory Whitehead interviewing Tyler Maxson about his new radio artwork, Untitled. The Melody Was Percy As It Tore Into This Heart of Mine. From new radio art to a little older radio art, we're going to head back to 1993 now with Redessa Jones and Idris Akamor and their work, Big Butt Girls, Hard-Headed Women, from the New American Radio Art Archives. The work is based on a powerful one-woman performance Jones toured in 1991-92. The story follows the real-life adventures and misadventures of an artist hired by the California Arts Council to teach aerobics in San Francisco's city jail. While teaching there, she meets and hears the horrifying, dangerous, and sometimes profoundly touching stories of the incarcerated women. Jones's portrayal is an intense and moving tour de force, commissioned by the New American Radio and in the New American Radio Art Archives at wavefarm.org.
Welcome to New American Radio, a series exploring new territories for the art of radio.
In its 10 years as a weekly national series from 1987 to 1998, New American Radio commissioned and distributed over 300 original works. Conceptual new drama, associational documentary, language explorations, sonic meditations, environmental compositions, musical explorations, and works that pioneer new dimensions in acoustic space. Wave Farm is thrilled to partner with New American Radio to ensure these works remain available to listeners today and into the future. New American Radio was organized by Helen Thorrington, executive producer, and Regina Beyer, associate producer. A special thanks to both Helen Thorrington and Joanne Green for their generous support and collaboration in this partnership. Up next is Big Butt Girls, Hard-Headed Women by Redessa Jones. Thank you for listening.
Hey now! Hey you! Yes, I'm talking to you! Is your business through? Well then come on over here and kiss me.
don't cost you much to kiss me. Yeah, you can kiss me. What? No, take your hands off me, man. No, take your hands off me. I wasn't doing nothing. Get up off me, man. I wasn't doing nothing. Take your hands off me. Take your hands off me. Hey, man. Hey, Nadine. Girl, call my mother, girl. Girl, they taking me to jail, and I wasn't doing nothing. Take your hands off me, dude. I said, get your hands up off me, man. Hey, Claudette. Please, girl, call my grandmother. Girl, they taking me to jail, and I wasn't doing nothing.
Good morning. I'm Rodessa Jones from the California Arts Council. I will be teaching aerobics here at the city jail every Wednesday morning at 9 o'clock. My pass is newly issued. I have clearance for all the jails. You're going to have to run a check. Sergeant, why would I want to break into jail? Most folks I know want to break out. No, it's not that I'm being a wise ass. It's just that I have no great need to sneak into San Francisco City Jail first thing on a Wednesday morning. Oh, this is my beatbox, and these are my tapes. What does NWA stand for? Niggas with attitudes. They advocate cop killing. Well, you see, I don't know about all that. The women in my group like and requested this music. You know, I would love to discuss this with you, but I do have a class to teach. I beg your pardon. Read my lips, okay? I have far better things to do with my time than sneak into San Francisco City Jail first thing on a Wednesday morning. Now, could I have my pass, please? Good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning, ladies. Okay, to begin today's movement exercises, we're gonna start with some windmills. Everybody with me? Together, breathe out, and one, and two, and three, and four. Other side, and one, and two, and three, and four. Good, everybody shake it out. Yes, okay. All right, all you big butt girls. It's time to get another booty for your body, yes. I'm standing up here looking out there at all those big old out-of-shape butts. And I'm wondering, what's the use of having a big old butt if you can't express yourself with it? You know what I'm saying? If you can't use it. So right now we're going to begin by tightening up our buns with some lunges. Everybody with me? Together, breathe out and one and two and three and four. In jail. A black woman artist working in jail. I look out at all those faces, and that's my mother's face. That's my sister's face. And that's my daughter's face. And I'm wondering, how in the hell did they get here in the first place? And then I'm soon made to realize that it is but for a flip of fate that it could be me in here and she out there. Janita, Paula, Jessica. 85% of all women incarcerated in U.S. penal institutions are women of color. Donna, Naomi, Gloria. 50% of those women are African American women. It is a revolving door. Can a body catch a body? Can a body catch a body? Can a body catch a body? A body. And how do I, as one woman artist, make a difference? How to provide a supportive environment in the face of women who know that it is so hard to live anyway? And when do we counter life-threatening situations like drug addiction, domestic violence, alcoholism, AIDS? And where do we come to grips with that awful fact that screams, women die far faster from it? Okay, good. All right, we're going to continue on now by stretching the tongue. The tongue is an extension of the face. So everybody with me, together, breathe out and out and high and high and up and down and all around, all the way and up, around and high and high and up and down. Good. All you working girls, pay attention. So many faces, so many masks, so many stories, so many songs. Hey! Turn it off! Yeah! Come on, baby! Oh, do me! Do me, yeah! Oh, you want me to be the daddy? But do you think you could be my woman? Oh, yeah. Move with the groove. Oh, do me. Oh, you gotta smell my stuff. I'll smell the stuff, baby. Yeah. You too? You gonna sandwich me? I got two bitches that think they bad. But do me. Do me. Oh, yeah. Ice a bitch, okay? Hit me. Bigger and better bitches than you have hit me, okay? Just because I let you smell my stuff, don't make it your stuff. It's still my stuff. Everybody and anybody will use you, so you best get using first, okay? I learned early. A man or a woman ain't nothing but a plaything. And I tell them all, this is like the lotto, baby. You got to be in this to win this. Later for all that ooh baby this and ooh baby that. I believe in action, so you best get on the A-team. You know, you remind me of my old man Tyrone. Yeah, Tyrone in love with me, always has been, and I can understand that. But I told him I was born a full-grown woman, and it ain't about my woman this and my woman that. I'm my own woman. But like a lot of men's, he didn't want to listen, wanted to control me, wanted to be my daddy. Well, my daddy is dead, baby, and my mama raised me to be strong and on my own. So he gets all mad because he ain't ready for the real deal, because the reality check has to do with me, my baby, and my baby staying with Gerber's. So I'm a prostitute, straight up, because I decided a long time ago there wasn't no man gonna tell me what to do, because I'm a full-grown woman, straight up and down, or my name ain't Regina Brown. Word. Come on, hit me, bitch. Please hit me. Down on our backs, ladies. Breathe. Let it go. Let your spine fall long and soft along the floor. Breathe. Now I want you to bring your feet and your hands into the air, and we're going to bend and stretch. Bend and stretch. Good. Breathe. Now I want you to take your feet, legs back over your head into the plow. Good. Now walk with it. Breathe. One and two and three and four. Good. Now, this will make you very popular, okay? You can go home and scare him to death. He'll say, well, damn, baby, I thought you was in jail. You'll say, oh, no, darling, I've been at a health spa. Good, breathe. Okay, now I want you to take the legs and the feet, and you're going to roll down the body, bringing the feet to meet the mat. Good, hands by your side. And in one breath, we're all going to come up to sitting. Ready? And good, good. Everybody's working very well. To complete this segment of movement today, we're going to end with some hand dancing. Everybody with me? Together? You've got to do what I do and say what I say. Ready? And dancing is defined as any movement of the feet with the body in a standing position. Dance officials will issue a warning if two women are not dancing. Are not dancing. Are not dancing. Good. Mama, Mama Pearl, I missed you in class today.
Well, I can't always be coming to class now. They done made me a trustee. That means I get to move around in here. I get to work.
Well, Mama, I like your hair. But then you always look so spiffy, so sharp. I like that.
Baby, that's why they made me the trustee. They know they can send me all over this jail. And it beats sitting in that damn day room with all them bitches cussing, clowning, smoking. And pretty soon, somebody gonna be fighting. But I'm glad you're here. And if you don't teach them nothing else, teach them to have enough self-respect to learn how to wash their funky butts. Hear my hand to God? Some of them so young, they don't even know how to use a Tampax. You know, I've been in and out of the joint since 1965, and I ain't never seen it as bad as it is today. Young women coming and going this day and time, they ain't got no sense of theyself. I got three daughters. My oldest daughter was born deaf and dumb. She the reason I went to jail in the first place. You see, I embezzled some money from this company that I was working in so that I could pay for that special training. That special training that I knew my daughter was gonna need to take care of herself despite her handicap. These girls, they need somebody to help them understand that you ain't got to be in and out of jail to feel important. They got to find a reason to cut loose that crack and get rid of these men that'll pimp them for a car, leather coat, and more drugs. Look at them. Hear my hand to God. Most of them ain't 25 years old yet and have the nerve to be pregnant up in here. Like I told you, I got three daughters. Three. And I'd rather see these bitches flush them babies down the toilet than grunt them in the world and treat them like they do. How? The way they'll lease their baby to the dope man for a rock. A rock, honey. And then the dope man, he gonna get busted, trust me. The police come in, boom, kick the door in, take his poor pitiful butt off the jail, and then that baby is lost to the state. Oh. And then these bitches wanna cry to me about their babies. You know what I tell them? Take that whining and complaining somewhere else. 'Cause when you was out there slipping and sliding, peeping and hiding, high out of your mind, I did not get one nut. I did not experience one thrill behind your mess. So please, take that drama someplace else. I see you looking at me, darling. I know. It's a hard line, but in this life, I've learned you got to come with something to get something. I'll see you next Wednesday, Mama. You take care of yourself. Bye. It's Mommy. Hi, baby. Now, don't cry. You be a big girl. Mommy's coming home real soon, I promise. Mama, what Mr. Sullivan say about when I can get out of here? Ain't that some stuff? He know we ain't got no property. Collateral my butt. And anyway, I wasn't doing nothing. Resisting arrest? Mama, I wasn't resisting arrest. I was with Big Willie, and we was on our way to his sister Gail's house when the police stopped Willie, ran a check on him, come back to the car, and asked me for some ID. I asked why. They say I was in the company of a known felon. I said, felon or not, this man is my baby's daddy. And then the white police gonna say, well, that makes your baby a felon too. I said, your mama's a felon. Mm-hmm, yes, I did. And then the black police, he gonna get all up in my face and call me a dope man's bitch. Mama, you know I don't do no dope. So I said, you the dope, and you can kiss this bitch's butt. Mm-hmm, yes, I did. And then he tried to snatch me out of the car. And by that time, Willie was all over him. So the next thing I know, we down here in jail. Mama, don't worry. Now, Mama, listen. Don't cry. Remind Aunt Osie to call social services and tell them people that she gonna keep the kids while you in the hospital. Because Mama, listen to me. Mama, y'all don't know nothing about no criminal activity. So some of these people try to take my kids and put them in a foster home. I love my kids. Mommy, love you, Brittany. You kiss your little brother for Mommy, and I love you too, Mama. Pray, Mama. Don't worry. Pray. Pray for Willie, Mama. Bye. Bye. Bye-bye. Talk stuff, Amy. Tell him, girl. Tell him about Bob. Y'all better come on. This white girl is talking stuff. Come on, y'all, before the commercial come on. Come on. Regina, don't turn that. That's my favorite soap. Can't you see I was watching it? Well, you ain't watching it now. Who gives a damn about the days of our lives? Regina, why can't you have respect for other people sometime, huh? All My Children is coming on next, and I fully intend to watch it. I need something to calm my nerves after all the excitement we done had around here this morning. Yeah, you do. Mama Pearl, did that lady really kill her baby and cause her some crack? I just don't understand it. She did it, trust me. And it wasn't because of no crack. It was because of that man of hers. Yeah? If the truth be told, she smothered that baby to get even with him for leaving her. Now, this is what I heard. Check it out, okay? Because it is too real, all right? Check it out. Bitch. Baby, we through. Cause you finish. You to the curb, baby. You to the curb cause the corner don't want you. Your butt's out. You ain't nothing but a dope fiend. And all I want out of this mother is my baby. Cause you ain't nothing but a dope fiend. Your butt is out. Now she the dope fiend after this sucker brings the dope in the house in the first place. You mean they was tweaking? Yeah, That's the sin of it all. They all out of their minds on cocaine when he decides that he gonna leave her. Poor thing. I hear she loved him with a hungry love. Oh, Deborah ain't no stupid woman, okay? She got a degree from Berkeley, had a good job. They was happy. They was living good until they started messing with cocaine. That's why I don't do no dope. Ain't no man gonna make me do something to my kids like that for all the love in the world. Doris, don't be talking about what you ain't gonna do. You keep your eyes open and you keep on living. Yeah, because I done seen some suckers do some strange things in the name of love, okay? Well, later for love. Love kills. But it's a damn shame that this thing had to happen, ain't it? I want my MTV. Who are these women? And what are they to you? To you? To you? They wear my mother's face, my sister's face, my daughter's face, and now my granddaughter's face? You know, working in the jails, I don't delude myself and pretend that the time that I spend with these people is gonna make a whole hell of a lot of difference. Their problems are too great, too immense. But I was raised in a family by a mother and a father who taught me that when your problems become too great, too immense, you can always take them to God. Now the African in my American instructs me to take it to the ancestors. Build spirit catchers. Catch the spirit. This is a spirit catcher for one Regina Brown. Regina? Regina Brown, age 27. Regina? Regina Brown, who was murdered in the winter of 1989. Regina, daughter, sister, lover, mama, Regina? Regina Brown, the mother of two children, left there howling on the ground. Regina! Mama! Regina Brown left a boy and a girl to make it here in this hard luck place called the world. Regina! Regina! Daughter, sister, mama, lover, Regina Brown, whore with a heart of gold, Regina Brown, Regina, Regina Brown, who with a little direction could have been running the world, or at least the World Bank, Regina, Carla, Gloria, Pearl, Paulette, Lily, Paula, Susan, Teresa, Doris, Lena, Regina, Regina, daughter, sister, lover, mama. Before I go, I'd like to ask a few questions. How many people have ever been mugged? Had your credit card stolen, misused, and abused?
been raped? Know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody who's killed somebody. My point is, we are all involved here. We make up the circle that is the I, the us, the them. I have a nephew. He is doing 10 to 15 years in a Northern California state penitentiary for manslaughter. I love him very much. He writes, "Hi, Aunt Ro. I was glad you wrote. How is everyone? I hope things are well. I haven't heard anything from anyone in my immediate family. I have just put in for a transfer, and I think that I just may get it this time, and that would put me much closer to home. There they have a much more progressive music program and plenty of college courses that I want to take. So once I get there, I should become a force unto myself, and I plan to use that force once I get out. The truth is, I feel as though a person coming out of the penitentiary should have a better chance at making it than the average person on the streets, but I guess that only applies if the person has used his or her time wisely while incarcerated. I love you, Aunt Rodessa. Thank you for sticking by me through these times. God's peace be on you. Strawberry thoughts and chocolate dreams forever."
You just heard Big Butt Girls, Hard-Headed Women by Rodessa Jones, broadcast by New American Radio.
That was the Radio Art Hour, mostly put together from the work of Wave Farm Radio Art Fellows. Go to wavefarm.org for more information about the radio art you heard featured on the Radio Art Hour.
Zero.
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farm's WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.